Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix every Friday on HalifaxToday.ca. The Good Liar. This is one of those movies that got lost in the shuffle of releases and absolutely deserved more attention. It follows a con man, Roy Cornet, who makes his living off the suffering of others. When he meets Betty, he figured the recent widow for an easy mark and wastes no time pursuing her. But in his push to gain access to her enormous fortune, he fails to calculate just how privy she is to the cat and mouse game they're involved in. This dramatic thriller puts Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen together, and the work they do opposite each other is absolutely sublime. They're fantastic, as is Russell Tovey, who plays Betty's son. He's suspicious of Roy immediately and watches his every move. Director Bill Condon, known for Chicago, Dreamgirls, and his previous team-up with McKellen on Gods and Monsters, creates an incredible film. This is an absolutely intense adult drama, and mature audiences will get a huge reward from this one. 4/5 stars Zombieland. Double Tap. This sequel to the hit horror comedy came out a full decade after the 2009 original. In a wonderful and hilarious take on the overdone zombie genre, a group of unlikely friends travels the barren post-zombie apocalypse landscape together, trying to find a semblance of a life. Director Ruben Fleischer is back for the sequel, and though it doesn't have the same originality, it's still a lot of fun. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin all provide their signature panache. The quartet truly is a fantastic on-screen team. With Luke Wilson, Rosario Dawson and Zoe Deutsch also aboard, the cast has talent to spare. It may not hit the same high points as the original, but there's enough from this sequel to recommend if you were a fan back when. 3.5/5 stars Fast and Furious Presents: Hobbs and Shaw. It's a true shame the feud between Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel has seen the best character since the original film leave the franchise. That said, it's really, really wonderful to see Jason Statham and Johnson get their due in this spin-off. It follows law enforcement Luke Hobbs and criminal Deckard Shaw. Once adversaries, the two have to team up to save the world once again. They're pitted against a villain who's been enhanced by cyber technology, and they try to come together for the betterment of all. This is the big, dumb actioner you think it is. But with Johnson, Statham, Idris Elba and Vanessa Kirby all totally game, it's also a great genre flick. There are some awesome cameos and great locations, and it really is some great fun. 4/5 stars worth. This Netflix original follows one of the unheard, difficult jobs that came out of tragedy. After the events of 9/11, a lawyer in Washington, D.C. has to figure out how to put a dollar value to the suffering and lost lives during the attacks. He's trying to prep the government for lawsuits and damages following the events, and struggles with the morality of what a life is worth in those circumstances. The performances make this screenplay come to life. Michael Keaton's leading role is one of this best since Birdman, and it's a rough turn. Amy Ryan and Stanley Tucci are also fantastic here, and this is a heartbreaking movie that I am having trouble shaking. 4/5 stars Sex Education. If you're not watching Sex Education, you are truly missing out. This is one of the best, most emotionally resonant, funny shows on streaming and television. Creator Lori Nunn is behind this one, about an incredibly awkward young teen who begins giving sex advice to students, with the help of a classmate. He uses the knowledge he's gleaned from his embarrassing, sex therapist mother, and guides others despite having no experience himself. Asa Butterfield, Gillian Anderson, Kedar Williams-Sterling, and Emma Mackey are just a few who make up a diverse, hilarious cast. With its third season coming out, it's time to either catch up or catch the new episodes of this one. 4.5/5 stars Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.